We'll have more Turnbuckle Trash coming up.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Zane Peterson.
You're the greatest guy in the whole galaxy.
Yeah, I'm a real class act.
Now we'll get some action.
Ajay Salveson.
The juice is loose.
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 Dave Denton.
Man, he don't want no bread. He don't want no salad. All he want is meat.
It's time to take out the trash.
Let's show him what we got, guys.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Welcome back to Turnbuckle Trash again. Thank you so much for joining us. Dave Denton, Ajay Salveson here. We have just recapped tables, ladders, and chairs at Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And, of course, we talked last time the WWE is coming to Salt Lake City. Zane is actually going to go to that event with his little four-year-old boy. And I don't know yet. I don't know if I can make it down because ticket prices are just unreal. Yep. So, and, you know, it's Christmas time. We had a whole spill on that the last podcast, so I won't get on that. I want to give a shout out to the MK Bandit. Matthew is a friend on Facebook, and met him a couple of times down in Salt Lake City, where he has done some work with the UCW Zero guys we talk a lot about. But he's also involved with Destiny Wrestling out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's a manager extraordinaire. He plays the heel. He calls himself the heel. Last weekend, he was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, doing a show there. Angelina Love from Impact Wrestling, TNA, a beautiful woman, a great performer. She was there also. It was a lot of fun to see everything he was posting on Facebook from that. And just wish him the best. We hope to have him back on the podcast soon. Last year, if you remember, right after WrestleMania, we had it was like an hour and a half with him talking about his experience at WrestleMania last year. He is also performing with the House of Hardcore, that is, the House of Hardcore with Tommy Dreamer. We want to get him on to the podcast soon and talk him about his experience of performing at the old ECW arena. That had to be a real thrill for someone who is so involved in wrestling, not only as a performer, as a manager, but he also works behind the scenes promoting. He's done a little bit of it all. So we're hoping to have him on soon. Zane is trying to work on that right now.
Anything else?
Independence. If you get a chance, watch some of the independents. We always talk about them. There are so many independent wrestling organizations. Wherever you're listening to us, Google it. Just Google wrestling organizations in your state, in your city, near you. Give these guys a chance. You're going to see great performers. You're going to see some of the young guys that might be moving up. You can get on to Fight TV. That's a phone app. You can do that. Pluto TV. There's all kinds of apps you can get. You can look up pro wrestling on YouTube. See some of these younger guys. See some of the independents. The production values might not be the same, and some of the moves might not be as sharp. But you're going to see somebody that's going to stick out. I'm going to tell you who right now in ROH Wrestling, which is like, I think, third or fourth best major promotion right now. Because, you know, WWE is number one. ROH is right up there with me and Lucha Underground and Global Force. I think they just run very close together as far as my love of them. But in ROH, there is a guy I've talked about a couple of times. His name is Punishment Martinez. What a talent. WWE, go after this guy. He's money in the bank. He will be money. He's kind of like the Baron Corbin style, really tall, very muscular. He's got a great look about him, does great moves in the ring, but he's still young, so he's still learning his craft. But if you get a chance to see this guy on ROH, Punishment Martinez, you will be impressed.
Another pay-per-view is come and gone, but another one will come soon.
Come soon. And is it, well, let me ask you the question, is it too quick? 2 weeks apart.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you can develop a storyline within that amount of time, yeah, I mean, look, there's already storylines on Fuse that have been going for, you know, two or so months.
You
can
use
those. You
got the different programs.
But then, you know, if you're going to have very rare exceptions, like The Demon and AJ Styles, which turned out to be just a gem. is it too soon? Yeah. I mean, I could say yes, but then there's been other things that have definitely proven me wrong. So, yeah. Well, that will do us for another episode of Turnbuckle Trash. Again, Dave Denton, AJ Salson. Special thanks and a really big shout out to Geeks of the Industry, who do an incredible job. If you don't know who Geeks of the Industry are, well, then shame on you.
Get on them.
How do you find them?
Geeksoftheindustry.com.
You can find anything you want there. Movies, comics. They talk it all. They even do wrestling.
Yes. There's a couple of different podcasts on wrestling on there.
And so. They do a great job. So a huge shout out to Geeks of the Industry. Again, you can find them at geeksoftheindustry.com. If you want to find us on social media, find us at Turnbuckle Trash on Twitter. And then we have a Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Be like Mike. Make comments, throw concerns out, throw caution to the wind. Chris Evans, I love Chris Evans' work. I always brag about him. He'll do like selfie videos and talk to us.
Yes, that's awesome.
I eat it up.
And anybody can do that.
Yeah, I love that. I eat it up. Love to hear your thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, even dirty jokes. This is Dave Denton. I'm AJ Salveson. What?
I've got a dirty joke, but I can't tell it. I can't tell it on this podcast because we're family friendly.
Well, you're the dirty joke if you ask me. Thanks for listening to us. That's another episode of Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair,
woo! Go ahead and get to the main dish, the cookies and potatoes of it all.
No poopies, no barfies.
You can't finish a match 5-on-2.
But it's the Shield, my man.
The make-believe Maharaja with the sing sing-along brothers.
That's Dave Denton. I'm AJ Salveson. You're listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
Can we get a creme brulee?